Hey guys, welcome back to Inner Monologue with me, Olivia Neal. As you can probably tell, we're not in London, we are in LA. Change of scenery. I'm going to be giving you the rundown on my time in LA thus far. I'm going to be telling you about my experience, my first ever LA house party, and about how I've been having the craziest fever dreams ever since being here. Okay guys, so obviously a bit of a different background. You might be wondering, where the hell are you, Olivia? If you listened to last week's podcast, you'll know exactly where I am. I'm in LA and I'm in the LA Spotify studios to record this week's podcast. I love this with you. I just love traveling the world with you. It's amazing. I have so much to say. I honestly feel a little bit overwhelmed because basically the Spotify studios here are amazing. The ones in London are also amazing. And like my family in there, you know, like I go there every single week. I know everyone that works in there. It's just a great time every time I go in. And it's really, really nice. But there is only like, I think there's two studios in there to record podcasts. But this one, I mean, it's just America. Everything in America is bigger, isn't it? It's fucking huge. And there's so many people that work here. And it's like what you would imagine. Did you ever watch the internship on the movie, The Internship? Like with Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn. I fucking love that movie. I actually need to watch it again. And it's like where they go to Google in Silicon Valley and they do an internship. And it's like the most like American thing ever. Like they have like slides to get to every floor. And they have like cafeterias with like Nobu in it, you know, like just crazy shit. It's so American. I just like assumed that, like in my head, like that everything was like that, that all the big corporations headquarters were like that in America, and they actually are. I was like, oh, like do you guys have like a coffee? I mean, actually in Spotify they do have, in the one in London they do have a cafe, like a barista bar place. But he was like, yeah, we've got a full barista bar, you can get anything you want. And I was like, oh, it's honestly a bit overwhelming, like I'll just get a Diet Coke. So I just got a Diet Coke. I was just like, this is just too much. This is such a big building and there's so many people here. Like, I can't do this right now. And then also to get here, right? This area is downtown LA. When I come to LA, I've been once before this. I tend to stay in like West Hollywood, and that's like where kind of all the things you like would want to go to are. Like, what's there? Like, all the shopping is there, all the like famous restaurants and cafes, all the hikes are around there, the Hollywood signs near it, the Hollywood Boulevard, just like pretty much everything you would ever need is like in Hollywood. And then downtown LA is like another 45 minutes away, and that's where all the skyscrapers are. In like Hollywood and stuff, there's no skyscrapers. Everything's like a bungalow. Okay, that's a bit dramatic. There are some like taller buildings, but like everything's very, very low and kind of all built into a hill type. Whereas in downtown, that's where all the like corporation offices are, all the skyscrapers. And also, I feel like really like bad speaking about this because it's actually like a really, really sad thing. And like, obviously, homelessness is like a huge issue in like the UK as well, and it's like it's obviously really sad. It's heartbreaking to see anywhere, but in downtown LA it's like, I'm sure you guys have watched documentaries about, have you ever watched a documentary about Skid Row? That's in downtown LA. I don't know what, I'd actually like to do some research into it as to why it's like so concentrated into this area, because it's like there's, it's not at all in really Hollywood. In Hollywood, it's like not as bad, but here it's just like, it's actually like awful to see. There's just like tents, like all covering all the sidewalks. Oh my God, what's happening to me? I've literally been here a week and I'm already saying sidewalks. It does make more sense because you do walk to the side of the road. Like, what does footpath actually mean when you think about it? But anyway, there's just like tents covering it everywhere. And like, it's just horrible because like LA is such like a rich city. All the richest people in America, I feel like, live here, like Beyonce and like, you know, just all the billionaires have like big, huge mansions in LA. And then the other side of LA, like downtown, which also is nice. Like, it's a nice area. Of course, it's like very lucrative. Like, there's skyscrapers everywhere. And then there's just like so much homelessness, and it's like so grim to see, and it's just crazy. This is my main thing I want to talk to you guys about. Driving in LA has been the best thing that's ever happened to me. Last year I came to LA, I didn't rent a car or anything. I didn't think I could, because usually in Europe when you try to rent a car you have to be over 25. Like, I've tried a couple times when I've gone to Ibiza. When you go to Ibiza, or really like any of those like islands in Europe or like rural countries, kind of, not rural, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but like there's not Uber in Ibiza, and there's like, I don't know what other countries there's not Uber in, but there's not, what, like places where like taxis aren't accessible. I've tried to rent cars a lot in summer and stuff, and they always say I'm too young, which is fair enough. So when I came to LA last year, I didn't even like consider renting a car, and I had to Uber everywhere, and Ubers are everything in America is so expensive. Like $100 is actually £80. But like, I don't do that maths in my head when I'm spending that money. Like in my head, that $100 is actually £100. I just feel like everything is more expensive here. Maybe it's not. Maybe I'm just making it up. But anyway, Ubers here are so fucking expensive. It's insane. And also like in LA, an 8-minute drive would be maybe an hour walk. Whereas in London or in New York or in Manchester or wherever the fuck you are, Paris, an 8-minute drive is probably like a 15-minute walk. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know why here, but like everything's so far apart and the roads are so big and everyone drives so fast at such a quick pace. Like, you actually are going so far in that 8 minutes. No one cares about that. Let me just talk about like my driving experience in LA. So this year, I found this app called Turo. I talked about it last week and it's basically like a Tinder for cars pretty much. Like, you can find cars in your area that you can rent for the day or you can rent for a week. And it's like actually really reasonable. Like, you can get a really nice car for like £30 a day or $30 a day actually. So it's even less. I don't know how it works out like that. Maybe it's like cheaper because they don't have to go through the like big car companies. I don't know, but it's really reasonable and it's a really amazing app. And they rent cars to people under the age of 25. Like, you have to be over 21 and I'm 22. So it worked out perfectly. And I rented myself a little Jeep Wrangler with the roof that comes off. I went and picked it up. You know, it took me a little second of adjusting because it's on the other side of the road driving here. But I quickly adjusted and I've been having the best fucking time. No, right. I love driving in LA, but everyone in LA hates me driving, unfortunately. The amount of times I have been beeped at since driving, I've been driving for about 5 days now. I have had my life flash from my eyes several times. And I'm having fun, like, while doing it. But, like, I think because everyone drives so fast here and there's not much, like, standstill traffic. There's no, like, cobbled roads where everyone can barely fit down and they're all standstill traffic like they are in London. It's, like, big, wide freeways with 15 fucking lanes on it and everyone's like driving like 100 miles an hour. It feels like, probably not, but anyway, it's fun. Like, my heart's in my mouth, but I like that. I like driving fast. Like, it's reminded me, like, I fucking hate driving in London sometimes. Like, the fastest you can go in London pretty much anywhere is 20 miles an hour. I can walk faster than 20 miles an hour. I'm convinced I can do that. But anyway, yes, here, people, this is something I've noticed about LA, and I saw someone speaking about this recently. Was it like JoJo or something? People use their horns so frivolously here. Like, they will beep at you for anything. Like, if you take like 1 second too long to go at a green light, they'll beep at you. And they're also horrible. Like, they won't let you, like, so say you're like coming out of a little side street onto a main road, no one's letting you go. Like, you have to wait until there's like a huge gap in the road. Like, they are not being kind and be like, oh, this person's trying to get out, like, let me slow down, let them out. No, that does not happen here. I don't know if that's like an LA thing or an American thing. I just think like American people are just iffy. Like, okay, no, it's actually LA people, because I love people in New York. Like, people in New York remind me of like European people. Like, it's very like New York's, I always bang on about New York, how much I love it. But it's just very, like, it is, like, very European. It's very diverse. And, like, everyone's just there. Like, they get their head. I don't know. LA people are insane. And this trip has just confirmed it for me. Like, they're just people, like, in the shops. Or, like, even, like, I've been staying in an Airbnb. The people that I encounter, like, in the lifts and stuff that are staying in the same flat building are just, they're just rude. No one's friendly. And like, they've all got stick up their ass. I don't know. You know what it is? The lifestyle here is so relaxed and so easy. Actually, you would expect them to be nicer because like, the sun's always shining. The food's good. You should be nice. But actually, it's just giving them time to be mean. They're just bored. So they're just being mean to people for fun. Like, I went to, basically, in LA, before Coachella, like, Coachella is like really their time in LA, like, so I feel like there's a lot of stuff that goes on around Coachella. There's a lot of hype that's kind of in the air, like the week running up to Coachella, like everyone's talking about, are you going to Coachella? Like, anyone that you bump into in LA, you're always like, oh, are you going to Coachella? Well, it's the talk of the town pretty much. And something that brands do is they will do these things called gifting suites for like influencers or like press, stylists and whatever. They basically will like rent a space or sometimes like a house or something, and they'll put a brand will like put loads of their clothes on racks in this house, or maybe several brands will put loads of their clothes on racks, and people will come in and just take different pieces that they want in the hope, and the brands will hope that these influencers or these stylists will promote them in some sort of way. And that's what a gifting suite is, and it's like kind of amazing. Like, I went to one last week, and literally pulled up to this house, this amazing house in Hollywood, walked in, and it was like all these girls from like London, and they were so nice, and there was like so many brands I love there. Like I got, if you're watching on video right now, look at this bag I got. How nice is that? Is that the most Coachella bag you've ever seen in your life? And I literally just like walked in and I saw it and I was like, oh, I love that bag. And they're like, you can have it. And I was like, oh, seriously? And it's just like, that was just like, it was just like free shopping. And I was like, this is crazy. Like, I don't really, like, we don't really have them in London. We don't have like gifting suites in London. It's very like an American thing. But I was like mind blown. And also, so these girls were all from London and they were so nice. And like, even after we'd like done the whole like gifting suite thing, we just like stayed there at the house and like chilled with them. We were like sitting in the sun in their back garden. So yeah, that gifting suite was amazing. Such a good experience. And then Ruby was like, oh, this other brand, which I actually really, really love this brand. And she's like, they've invited us to their like gifting suite. And I was like, fucking get in. Like, this is amazing. I love this brand. Like, I want some free clothes from this brand for Coachella. So I'm like, this is great. We pull up. I'm expecting the same thing as last time, you know, great vibes in there. Like, such nice people. We walk in and so all the people in this one were American. They're probably from LA. The vibe was so different. Like, they literally, like, we, like, walked in there, like, hi. And I was like, oh, am I meant to be here right now? And then, like, I tried. Okay, this is the craziest thing, right? So they were not, like, they just, like, didn't speak to us, whatever. Like, maybe they were, like, having a long day. I always like to make excuses for people because sometimes I'm in like a bad mood. Everyone has their off days. They don't really speak to us while we're trying our things on. And then I try something on and I come out and they're like, you know, usually when you try something on and like a sales assistant will be like, wow, like that looks so good on you. They all just like looked at me and I was like, okay. So I went back in, took it off. I was like, I'm not getting it. I can't take this dress because like they all looked at me. If it looked nice, they would have said, wow, that looks nice on you. So I just went back in, took the dress off, put my clothes back on, and I came out. And they're like, how was it? And I was like, it's okay. Thank you, though. And they're like, she tried. I feel like I'm going to cry thinking about it. It was insane. Anyway, yeah, like everything, all the stereotypes are real. They beat their horn like crazy. The other day, I made a wrong turn. I wasn't supposed to be turning at this point, and there was a pedestrian crossing. And I realized, like not last minute, I realized before I got to the pedestrian crossing, shit, there's people crossing. So I stopped. I did not go anywhere near the pedestrian crossing. I just stopped. Someone on the pedestrian crossing literally turned to me and started slow clapping. What? Like, girl, I didn't fucking run you over. I didn't do anything. I didn't even come close to you. Why are you slow clapping me? Like, just keep, like, of course, like, be like, oh, you know, like, that's what I would do. If I was on a pedestrian crossing and I could see that a car only kind of noticed me last minute and stopped, I'd be like, oh, you know, like, I'd probably say sorry. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just, like, too much of a pushover. And then, like, the other day, a car pulled in front of me and I literally, like, nearly killed me and Ruby. Like, I had to stop, like, literally do an emergency brake. I haven't done an emergency brake since I did my driver's test. Why did we do emergency brake? Has anyone listening this ever actually had to do an emergency brake? That was the most awkward thing ever. Do you remember when you were, like, getting your driving lessons and you were, like, they'd be like, emergency brake, and you, like, do the emergency brake and you and your driver instructor would both be like, awful. Anyway, yeah, I literally had to do an emergency brake for me and Ruby so we didn't die because this car pulled out in front of me. Idiot, didn't indicate or anything. Did I beat my horn? No. Because it was obviously a fucking accident and he didn't mean to do it. And like, he knows he did something wrong. He does not need me to tell him he did something wrong. He could see me emergency brake, you know? I saw this girl on TikTok the other day say she beeps at someone because they pulled out in front of her without indicating or whatever. Like, basically what this guy did. And because she beeped at this person, they pulled out their gun and like showed her their gun. I was like, I don't need all that, you know? Like, beeping is not that important to me. And I think, honestly, if you beep, it says a lot about you as a person. So maybe if you're listening to this and you're a big beeper, you should think about it next time you beep, because sensitive girls like us take it really to heart. Like, I've nearly cried several times after being beeped at. Anyway, I was saying I was, like, kind of overwhelmed driving when I got here because I drove here and it's, like, a 45-minute drive to downtown and it's on the freeway. And I don't know why, but on the freeways here, there are, like maybe like 8 lanes, and it was just all so overwhelming, and I kept taking the wrong exit. And when you take the wrong exit, it's not like you can do like a quick little U-turn and like get back on the dual carriageway. Like, this shit is like, it's like war. Like, I literally went to war on that freeway. But I survived and I made it here, and I want to tell you a little bit more about LA. What else can I tell you? I got some like messages after my last podcast being like, girl, please tell us the recommendations because I want to go to LA. I don't know if I would recommend you to go to LA like on holiday. Like, one time I remember someone told me, oh, I'm going to LA on holiday. And I was like, why? That is the craziest place to go on holiday. Use that money and go somewhere else. Go to a beach. I have actually been doing LA quite nicely. So I'm going to share my itinerary, my things I like to do with you, because I feel like I've made it quite nice. I haven't been going out. I've been taking it super chill. I think LA is a great place if you want to come on some sort of wellness shit, because these people have, oh my God, I've just got so much to say and I keep getting lost. Let me start from the very start. The day before I left for LA, I was in London. And recently I got my bloods done and I was really, really low in iron, to the point that the guy who did my bloods was like, you're literally running on nothing. Like, how, like, he's like, do you get really, really tired really easily? And I was like, I mean, like, yeah, I obviously get, like, no. I told you guys I sleep a lot. Like, when I fall asleep, I sleep for a long time, but like, I get to stay up for 24 hours. I get like adrenaline. Like, I actually, I'm a very high energy person. And he was like, I don't understand how you got so much energy, because like, you're actually like running on empty. Like, you're like a car running on empty fuel right now. Well, it's clearly not affecting my energy levels that much. I mean, it is actually. Guys, I've been complaining for months, actually, haven't I, about my energy levels. So shut up. I just like forget some things sometimes. Anyway, he was like, you can take supplements and like iron tablets and stuff, but it's going to take like 3 to 6 months for you to actually start noticing a difference. Because obviously when you take supplements, it goes into your stomach and then it kind of has to be digested and absorbed through that way. It's a lengthy process. I think now I'm going to start doing that, like, just so that I have, because I'm clearly not getting enough iron in my diet. So now I'm just going to keep, like, I'm going to take iron supplements every now and then just so that I can maintain a good level. It's good for maintenance. When your iron is like so low, you kind of need something that's going to take you up to the normal level of iron, so that then you can take iron supplements to maintain that normal level. Whereas like when you're that low, like, iron supplements aren't going to do that much. So there's this thing called an iron infusion. They kind of warned me, like, you can take this at your own risk. Like, you can't, like, the iron infusion, they can, it can like give you kind of bad side effects and stuff. So basically what an iron infusion is they put an IV or like a cannula into your vein, and then they give you a full bag of iron, like a liquid iron. They put it through your vein and it goes all over, like straight into your blood, essentially. So it's a lot more effective. It's a lot more quicker. You're not trying to absorb it through anything. It literally just goes straight into your blood. And that's where you need your iron, is in your blood, because your iron, something about red blood cells and energy and oxygen and all that kind of jazz. I remember learning about it in school, but I can't really articulate it quite well. But anyway, getting it into your blood is a lot more effective and quicker. It's literally immediate, but it can fuck you up a little bit, because like, it kind of affects all your cells, and your cells need to like bind onto this iron, and it, like, your whole body, like your whole blood cells are kind of like regenerating in a way. I can't really remember how they described it, and I could be spreading false information right now, so don't quote me on this. But anyway, it's an intense like procedure. Like, it's not for the faint-hearted, you know. It's not an intense procedure. That was stupid. It was so easy. I literally sat there for half an hour in like a comfy chair while they put iron into me. But anyway, after I got my iron infused into my blood, they were like, oh, what are you doing tomorrow? Like, you should probably take it easy. At this point, I didn't really know about the side effects. I think my mum had mentioned, because my mum actually sells iron. She's a pharmaceutical rep, and she sells iron. She literally sells the iron that I had infused into my blood. So my mum had said, like, you might feel a bit weird after, like, you might be very tired, whatever. And then when after I got the iron infusion, the doctor was like, yeah, you should probably take it easy tomorrow. And I was like, no can do, sir. Like, I've got to get up at 6 a.m. to go get on a flight, a 13-hour flight to LA. So that's not going to work. And he's like, oh, like, that's not good. Like, you just need to make sure you take loads of water and loads of painkillers with you on the flight in case you get sick. Like, you could get, like you get really, really bad flu symptoms, like a full fever and, like, body aches, sore head, all this shit. And I was like, nah, I don't really get that kind of stuff. Why, like, do you ever just think you're like above these things, like you're like invincible, like you don't actually like really get, like, I'm like, I don't really get colds. Like, when was the last time I had a cold? Like what do you think this is, you know? I actually have not had a cold in a long time, because I think I'm above it. Like, I've like mentally convinced myself I'm above a cold. Watch me get a cold now. Anyway, this is like karma. So I was like, nah, I don't really get that shit. Got on the plane the next day. I had no side effects whatsoever. Was completely fine. raw dogged the entire flight, didn't sleep a wink, watched half an hour of Oppenheimer, thought, too boring, scrolled on TikTok for the rest of the 11 hours. I was so excited, like, for LA. Obviously, you could see in last week's episode, like, I couldn't contain myself about how excited I was to go to LA, that I couldn't watch a movie. I was just, like, too, like, itching in my seat. So I just sat and scrolled on TikTok, and I was like, wow, this is actually amazing. This iron must have worked already, because I feel, like, on top of the world right now. Like, I feel wired. Can't even sleep on this flight. Like, I'm going to be so jet lagged, but whatever. Got to LA. It was probably like 3 a.m. at this point for me. Like, I should have been so tired. I wasn't. I was ready to go. Went out for drinks. Went to a house party. Most LA house party ever. Like, it was the first house party I've been to in LA, actually. And it was everything I expected it to be. Like, we walk up to this house party. Security at the door. I was like, right, who has fucking security at a house party? This is insane. I had to give my name at the door to get into the house party. And then it was just like everyone, like not everyone. It was just like every influencer ever to exist was in there. Who else? Oh my God. I was like, oh, I need to go to the toilet. And there was a line for the toilet. And there was this like guy, I couldn't really tell if he was in the toilet. I tapped him. I was like, excuse me, are you in the line for the toilet? It's Glenn Poyle. No, I actually am not really a huge Glenn Poyle fan, to be honest. Like, I didn't, like, I don't really know much about him. Like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh my God, I love Glenn Poyle. Like, I don't. Like, he seems like a nice guy, you know? Like, I don't really know him. But I love that movie, Anyone But You. It made me just really made me believe in love again. Like, sometimes I'm like, maybe that's going to happen to me someday. Like, that's my ideal, like, friends, like, enemies to friends to lovers. Like, that's what I want. Like, frenemy to lover. That's what I want my love story to be. Oh, someday. Anyway, he was like, no, I'm not. I can't do an American accent. But I was like, okay, Glenn Poyle. And then that was it. And that's the whole interaction with Glenn Poyle. But yeah, it was just like a very LA house party. Anyway, sorry, I'm getting sidetracked. I woke up the next morning and I thought that I was going to die. I thought that was it. My whole body was like shutting down. I was like shaking, and it's in LA, it's like 27 degrees. I was like shivering, like I had goosebumps the whole day. I couldn't stand up straight. Everyone was like, what is wrong with you? And I was like, I got an iron IV. And they're like, what? And I was like, I don't know why I feel like this. I have like literally like I've not been that sick in so long. I was having full-on fever dreams. Guys, I had like the worst dreams ever, and because they were fever dreams, they were so vivid, and it wasn't even about me. It was like a movie. Like, I wasn't the first person view. Is that the word? I wasn't the POV. It was basically about this boy and his friend, and they were kind of skiving school, and they were, I don't know why I'm telling you this, but basically there was like a really, really graphic death scene. And I can't get it out of my head. It's actually like scarred me. Like, it's etched. This was like 5 days ago, and it's etched into my brain. The guy got in a fight, and basically, the guy is like a really, really nice guy in this story. This is my fucking fever dream. This is a really, really nice guy. He just got mixed in with the wrong crowds, and he got in a fight, and I don't know who he was fighting, but this random guy who was fighting punched him, and it was just a really hard punch, and it knocked him out, and he went like straight like this, and he fell back. And his head hit the pavement. But that crack of his head hitting the pavement was what killed him. And that crack of his head hitting the pavement will never leave my brain. And it's actually just a lesson to be learned here, guys. You should never punch someone, because that can actually happen. Why am I giving you morals from my fever dreams? Like, moral lessons. But it's actually true, because I actually know someone in my school. No, in fact, my next door neighbor. Oh my God, this is awful. He didn't even get in a fight. Like, he's a lovely, lovely boy. And even if he did get in a fight, like, boys just get in fights. Like, it's not that big a deal. Like, it doesn't, not saying anything about his character. He was on a night out, and he was standing outside, and maybe he said something wrong to someone. Anyway, this guy comes up and punches him, and it knocks him out, and he falls and hits his head on the pavement. And especially because, like, when you're drunk as well, like, which is like when most fights happen, is when people are drunk. You don't really have your wits about you. Like, you're not able to like put your hands out, especially if it knocks you out the punch. You're not able to put your hands out to break your fall. Or you're not able to, like, you know, how you would maybe react if you were sober. And he fell, and he literally just smacked his head off the pavement, and he was in a coma, I think. And then he was in ICU for ages, and like genuinely, like, it was like people didn't know if he was going to live or die just because someone punched him once. You should never punch someone. I'm not a fighter. I saw a TikTok the other day, but like, I can't wait for someone to just like punch me once so I can just unleash all this like inner rage I've had for years and just like go fucking ham on them. I don't want to do that. I'm not a fighter. I don't think I've ever hit someone in my life. That was my experience with an iron infusion. No, like I'm just like, trying to think what I recommend to you. Like, you know what? Maybe I would, because listen, after I got over that flu, that was like 2 days, I felt a little bit shit. Ever since, I've been waking up at 7 a.m. Who is she? Like, 7 a.m. is insane for me. Like, I do not wake up at that time. That is not a time that's not a time of day I ever see, really. I don't even know what it looks like outside at 7 a.m. Unless I have to wake up for the airport, like, unless I really have to wake up for something. I'm not waking up, like, naturally, but recently I've naturally been waking up at 7 a.m. and I've been getting on my day, and I stay up until, like, 10 p.m., 11 p.m., and then I go to sleep. And it's been an amazing, like, habit to get into. And I've been just, like, that's what I've been doing since I've been in LA. Like, yeah, I went out once to that house party, but I didn't go crazy or anything. And it's just the best place to do, like, wellness stuff. Like, I'm like, you know what it is? Like, everyone here just has, like, crazy rituals, you know? Like, okay, I went to Aloe for the first time, and this has been a fucking dream of mine for years. Like, even before, I actually work with Aloe. I love Aloe so much, and it's just like a cool, I just feel like it's such a cool brand, and everything they've done is amazing. And the people they work with, I'm like, wow. Like, they literally work with like the Kardashians, they work with Kylie and Kendall Jenner. Like, what? Their marketing is insane. And their clothes are really, really great. Like, it's the only clothes I wear to work out. And even just to travel in and stuff, like, I like just like their sweat sets, everything. Of course, sometimes you just need to get that bag, you know? Like, you got bills to pay. But I think it's really important to work with brands that you actually really, really like. And I think there's a lot of dignity in that. Like, yes, you can just say yes to anything. I would love to like tell you guys some of the things I've said no to, because sometimes, because like, it doesn't align with me, and I'd be lying to you if I said that I use this thing. And you know, anyway, sorry, I don't know how I got into that. Aloe, I love Aloe. So when they wanted to work with me, I was like, fuck yes, thank you. But before they even offered to work with me, I'd heard or I'd seen this thing called the Aloe Wellness Club in LA. Everyone in LA, basically, like, all the influencers, all the models, all the celebrities, like, anyone, they all go to this one place to work out, and they all wear their Aloe clothes, and they get, like, personal training, or they get Pilates, and then they do ice baths. And I've just seen people do it for years, and I've always been like, someday, I will get to that Aloe Wellness Club in LA. And I actually, they have one in New York, and it's fun in New York, it is, but it's, like, very, very small. It's New York. It's, like, they don't have space to have this huge, big club with, like, all this shit, you know, like, everything in New York is just a bit smaller, but it's still really fun. And like, I've been there and I've done like the personal training, I told you guys about it, I threw up after, and I did the Pilates, and it's super fun. But like, there was just something about the LA one that was like iconic, and I was like, I need to go there. And I finally went, and I need to tell you guys about it. So I walk in, and this guy that works there was like showing us around, and he was like, we got a chiropractor here, like, do either of you guys need adjustments before your Pilates? I was like, what? Like, who goes to a Pilates class and gets offered adjusting before you go do your Pilates? What? Anyway, Ruby's like, yeah, I will. So Ruby goes in, and I'm not joking. This chiropractor starts, like, she lies down on this bed, and he starts cracking her like a fucking, I don't know, like a pretzel. Like, you know, there's like TikTok videos where, like, they go like that, and like, genuinely the loudest crack ever comes out of them. That was happening to Ruby right there and then. It was crazy. And then he was like, oh, okay, well, she's getting her chiropractic done, her adjusting done. Sorry. So American, adjusting. Do you want to like get an IV or something? Because I said I was sick, and I was like, oh, I don't know about IVs. I don't know about all that. Like, I've been like kind of sick, and I think it was from an IV. And he was like, oh, no, like we've got like an immunity one that it's got vitamin C and magnesium, and like it's just everything that's going to make you feel better. And if you've also been sick, or you had a fever, you've been sweating loads, and you're probably really dehydrated, and we can like hydrate you with this IV. And I was like, okay, fuck it. Who am I to say no? So he brings me down to this IV room, And I get an immunity IV, and I just sat there. There's someone's dog. Everyone in LA has dogs as well. In London and New York, I feel like people don't really have dogs. Firstly, because there's not a lot of nature, and people live in apartments in these cities. Like, people don't have huge gardens or anything. And also, people have like office jobs, like 9 to 5s, and that sometimes can feel a bit cruel leaving your. I mean, by the way, I'm not saying I have an office job 9 to 5. Like, I kind of fit in LA here. But, like, it feels kind of cruel to leave your dog at home. Whereas in LA, a lot of the jobs are, like, creative jobs where you kind of, I'm sure there are office jobs, of course, but a lot of them are creative where, like, you can kind of work from home or work 2 days on, whatever. Or, You can bring your dog into the office. LA's very that. You can bring your dog into the office in LA. It's giving that, isn't it? They probably have like doggy daycare crèches in Spotify somewhere here. Anyway, so I'm sat there with someone's dog and then he like gives me a tour of Benny Blanco's studio, which is next door. Benny Blanco's studio is in Atlow. Was that public knowledge? Like, how random. They just have fucking everything in there. Like, just when you think that there's something else, there's Benny Blanco's studio. Like, what? Anyway, then he shows me the cryo chamber where you go in and it's like a room. You close the door and it drops to like sub-zero temperatures and your eyelashes freeze. I was like, thanks, but I'm just getting over an illness, so I'll not be doing that today. Ice baths, of course, and then there's a full gym. Oh, they've got like a full like barista bar, smoothie bar, food, anything you could ever want. They have it in this place. Then I did the Pilates class. Now, do you guys watch Jake Shane on TikTok? Love him. What's his name? Octopus Lover. He always posts these videos of him at the Aloe Gym in LA doing Pilates with their, because they have like a, they in each Aloe Wellness Club, they have like a resident instructor, like a resident PT. So he always posts these videos of him doing Pilates with the resident Pilates instructor at the Aloe place. And it's always videos of like him, Tate McRae and Glenn Poyle. Now Tate McRae and Glenn Poyle are like, Tate McRae is so fucking fit. I mean, she's like been dancing since she was like 4 years old. She was a dancer before anything actually. And she's just like strong, you know, like she's just like a strong build and she's able to do all the Pilates really well. Glenn Poyle, he's able, like he seems strong, I guess. And then Jake is always like, shaking. Like, if you haven't seen it, you need to watch it. It's so funny. He gets like the Pilates shakes so hard. And I remember when I first started doing Pilates, I used to always get these Pilates shakes when I first started. And I have kind of like grown out, like not grown out of that, but as I continue doing Pilates more and more, I've gotten stronger and I've gotten like, it's been become easier to do the moves and I don't shake anymore. And I actually feel like I'm quite good at Pilates. Like, yeah, I think I'm kind of good at it. I'll give myself that. Pat on the back, Libby. I do it enough. Like, I would fucking hope. I spend enough money on these fucking Pilates classes. I would hope that I'm kind of good at it. I'm obviously not the best and I'm so unflexible. But if I was flexible, I feel like I'd be over for you bitches. I feel like I'd be so fucking good at Pilates. Anyway, haven't had the shakes in a very, very long time. And I saw Jake Shane shaking and I thought, oh, I remember that. I remember when I first started doing Pilates, I would sometimes shake, but it's not me anymore. I'm too good for that. I do the Pilates session at the LA Aloe place. Oh my fucking God. I was shaking my boots. I could not keep it together. I was actually like having to step off the machine and take breaks. And the girl was like, oh no, like this is easy. Like two more. And I was like, the instructors in the UK like don't really say this for some reason. It's a very American thing. But like, so you'll get into a pose. Like you'll be doing, you're like on the reformer, you'll be doing like a squat, a pulse or something. And they'll be like, four, four, three, four, two. It kills me. I'm like, I can't do it. I can't even concentrate when you're saying this. Perfect. Anyway, it was amazing and it fucked me up. So Jake Shane, I understand why you were shaking. Cause like I thought I was good for Pilates until I did that. And it was just a humbling experience, to be honest. To wrap up my whole week in LA, it has just been very chill. Me and Ruby are staying in an Airbnb together and we've got one double bed and to share, which is fine. Like we share beds all the time, but it's like rock hard. And it's just a dungeon. We literally are living in a dungeon. I don't know why I told you guys that, because actually I'm really grateful to be here and it's super fun anyway. But yeah, I feel like I've just been taking it very, very easy. Like I don't have any crazy stories. Remember, I said last week I was gonna go feral. I haven't gone feral. I was sick though, so I needed to like just give my time to give myself time to heal. But it's been cute. We went to Malibu. It was really, really nice for my friend Millie's birthday. I've got quite a lot of friends from the UK out here, which is nice. That's why I like LA at this time of year, because there's so many people here that aren't from LA or don't live in LA, and that's the people I find questionable. The ones that or from LA or live in LA, I'm like, you're just like a different, you know what, it's like not necessarily a bad thing, but like I couldn't be like say hi, be nice, whatever, but like I couldn't, you know, just stay over there. I don't think I have any friends that live in like that are from LA. Yeah, they're just like, I don't know, actually that, okay, this is a broad thing because I've actually met people from LA that are actually nice, but it's just like, it's a weird place. And I think the stereotypes are kind of true. And there obviously are anomalies and exceptions. But anyway, it's been super chill. Have I got any recommendations for you? Yeah, I went to Malibu. It was so nice. They have this cafe in Malibu on the pier. I went last year. We do the same thing for Millie's birthday every year. Well, they do the same thing. I've only joined 2 years, but she's one of my best friends from London. And we go to Malibu and there's this cafe on the pier there called Malibu Farm Cafe. And it's really, really nice. And I would highly recommend that. We drove down in my Jeep. It's not my Jeep. I'm just renting it. I drove everyone down in the Jeep and I was dying from the flu, but I kept it together because it was her birthday. I drove everyone down. We played Teenage Dream by Katy Perry. And we got, it's a really, really nice drive as well. Cause you're like driving along the ocean. And, ocean, that's such a, that's so American. Is it even the ocean? You're driving by the sea. And we got to Malibu, we had our food, whatever, had a little stroll on the beach, which is a really, really nice day. I would really recommend going to Malibu. What else would I recommend doing food wise honestly, the probably best food I've had is we went to this vegan Mexican restaurant called Gracias Madre. It was really, really yummy. And I liked it because it was vegan, and actually Ruby liked it too, and she's not vegan, so that's saying something. But apart from that, we've been going to community goods a lot. I told you last week, if you're going to LA, hot spot to go. If you want to find hot people, cool people, you go to community goods. And it's been amazing. Because, oh my God, I tried this new drink there, right? I have recently said to you guys, I don't really love like really, really milky drinks, you know? I kind of went off it. Like I've been in my like black coffee grind. Or not even that. Like I'll have like an Americano with a bit of almond milk added in. But I'm just not liking my lattes so much anymore. Or like, and because of that, I haven't been drinking matcha, because when I think of matcha, I think of like, you have to have a matcha latte. You can't just have like straight up matcha. But at Community Goods, which is a cafe in Hollywood, they do matcha Americanos with vanilla bean syrup. And like, okay, that's not anything groundbreaking. I'm sure you'll have to go to fucking LA and get it at Community Goods. But if you like me and you find, I don't even know, like I just, well, for oat milk breaks me out so badly. I don't drink dairy milk. Some places don't have almond milk, whatever. And like sometimes almond milk can kind of be weird with matcha, actually. So yeah, I would highly recommend, if you aren't really loving milk at the minute, to try a matcha Americano with vanilla syrup. It's really, really yummy and it's refreshing. You know, it's more because it's like mostly like, I don't know, it's like an iced tea almost. It's really, really good. Would highly recommend. And then, yeah. That's it. After this podcast, I'm actually going to Coachella. Chella! I'm excited. I'm really excited this year because I'm not going with a brand. Like last year I went with a brand, which was amazing. And like bucket list, like I literally grew up watching people go to Coachella with brands. And I was like, one day I'll do it. And I did it and it was so fun. It was so cool. And it was a brand that I love as well. So it was really, really cool. But this year I'm going with no brand. I'm literally just going for fun and I'm going with friends. Which it doesn't take the stress out of it, because I'm not going to say at all that going with a brand is stressful or like doing work there is stressful, and like my job was not fucking stressful. Olivia, shut up, you just had to take a photo. But it's just fun because you have like no responsibilities. Like when you go with a brand, like you have to travel with the brand, and I'm not complaining at all. It's just like it's a different experience. Like you have to like go to like some events with the brand, you have to wear the brand, you have to take photos, you have to like make sure you get your content, otherwise like they're just taking you to Coachella and you haven't got your content, you know. And sometimes like for example, like last year when I went with the brand, like I wasn't a lot of plus one or anything, and I didn't know anyone on the trip, which is fine. Like I made friends, of course. Like don't get me wrong, it's so cool. And if a brand offered me to go this year, I probably would have said yes, to be honest. Because no, I'm not going with a brand. I kind of just feel like I'm just fucking around for like too long. Like what am I actually doing? Like maybe I just need to go back to London. Anyway, I'm really excited. I think it's gonna be fun. No responsibilities. I can just get drunk and lie in a field with friends. Fun. I mean, I don't really know what to expect. I think this year is going to be a very different experience than last year for me. So I'm excited to give you guys the rundown next week's podcast about what Coachella is like and the truth about Coachella and my experience there. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed. I will speak to you next week. Love you so much. Bye.